We have on the line with us Tom Allman, Sheriff of Mendocino County, is going to give us a bit of an update on the power situation. Tom, good afternoon.
Rich, good afternoon, and thank you for reaching out. We're trying to get as much information out to the public as possible, and if there's a title I would like to give this PSPS, Public Safety, Public Power Shutoff, it's we're going to be okay. You know, Rich, you've been in this county a long time. I've been in this county for 36 years, and we've lost power many times, and we've never had notice. You know, no one's ever said, gosh, in, you know, 24 hours you're going to lose power. And we've been okay. And now we're in a situation where the power company has said we have high winds because NOAA and the weather people are telling us we have high winds. We have CAL FIRE saying, you know, it's not the safest of time of year for fires right now. And PG&E is saying, well, when we get those winds in certain areas, we're going to reduce the power, turn off the power in those specific areas. It's not like stops at the county line. It you know, some of Lake County could affect Mendocino, some of Mendocino could affect Sonoma, and so forth and so on. For the most part, I don't think the coast is going to be involved, but I have a couple hints for people and tips that I hope they're going to listen to. Many people are on their cell phones, you know, texting or who knows what, and if you don't have power at your house, you're going to lose the battery of your cell phone. And cell phones are how we, the sheriff's office, communicate to you when we have an important reverse 911 call to go to. And I ask people, go to the store and buy one of those power supplies that you can plug your phone into, so you can have a couple. You can plan for 24 or 48 hours, and don't use your phone as much. I mean, this could be a good time for people to have non-cell phone therapy, to get step away from the cell phone for a while and realize we live in the most beautiful county in the world, and they can see the outdoors. But a couple things, I hope people are going to keep their gas tanks full, because what we learned in 2017 and 2018 during the fires is when we do lose power, and gas stations and grocery stores lose the ability to take care of pump gas or to check your AT or your credit card, you can't get gas. So now today is a good time, tomorrow's a good time to go and get gasoline and just fill up your tank. Not that you have to go anywhere, just fill it up. It's not going to cost any more today to fill it up than it is next week, so just fill it up. If you live in an area where you do not have municipality water, then have some water on hand for cooking, for cleaning, for toilet flushing, for whatever. You don't have to store 1,000 gallons. You know, just have enough water to where you and your family can get through 2 or 3 days with this, and be cautious of using it. It's what the tone, as I was saying, Rich, is, you know, there's been so much build up to this public safety power shutoff. I think people are scared or not aware of what's going to happen. They're giving us advance notice that we're not going to have power, and we're pretty resilient, and we've been through this before just without notice. So make sure that if you have elderly neighbors or family members nearby, check on them. Just say, hey, how are you? You know, tomorrow's going to be a little warmer. Tuesday's going to be a little warmer, so, you know, there may be a need for air conditioning somewhere to get someone in a cooler spot, and if that's the case, then we will do what we're going to do. You know, government, if we need to open up a cooling station, we will. I don't think it's going to be that hot. But just make sure that you are prepared for this. And, you know, your listeners right now are listening to the largest public radio station in multi-counties. And they're not the ones I need to say this to, but there are people who listen to satellite radio. Mm-hmm. And in a time of a potential emergency, don't listen to satellite radio. Listen to your local radio stations. We have KZYX and Z. Of course, we have KOZT. We have KUKI, KYN. We have several radio stations that the sheriff's office stays in touch with, and we get the information. So let me tell you what the newest information is I can tell you, and that's tomorrow morning. So Tuesday morning around 7:30, we're going to get information that's going to give us the updated weather, the wind conditions, and where the possible public safety power shutoffs are going to be. Once we get that information, we are going to get it out as quick as possible. I know not everybody has Facebook, but that's the first place we're going to put it out. We're going to tweet it, and we're going to have it available on the county website, because we want people to know where all the information that we have. We want them to know where the potential public safety power shutoff cutoff is. And When we get that information, Rich, we will put it out. We'll allow people. You know, we don't own this information. It belongs to the public, and we're just facilitating getting it out as quick as possible. PG&E knows that we come to them and say, give us this information right now because we want to get it out. Because when the public knows information, they're less apprehensive. They're less worried, and that's where we want to go. You can count on us, and please, KZYX, please just always be ready to broadcast our press releases as soon as we get them out, and we're going to get them out as quick as possible so people know what it is and know as much information as we have.
Well,
does that answer most of your questions?
It does. I certainly appreciate that, Tom, and you know that we are here for you and relaying that information.
You always have been, absolutely.
That's our major purpose in life. And I know that, you know, in talking to some people, it runs from both ends of the gamut, from those who think that this is just a precautionary thing and not to be taken all that serious, and those who think that, oh, we're going to go out with 5 days of no power and what are we going to do? And I know that the truth of the matter is somewhere in the middle of that. But it's valuable information about preparing yourself for it just in case it does last 5 days.
If it does, and trust me, the sheriff's office has run all these scenarios through our command staff. You know, what happens if we lose power in Colville for 5 days? What happens if we lose power in Boonville for 5 days? And we've talked about it, and we don't have the perfect, luxurious answer, but we're certainly going to respond and do everything we possibly can. And we're resilient, Rich. I mean, as long as we've lived in this county, you've lived in this county, I've lived in this county, resilient has to be one of our major words that we can be defined by.
I would agree.
And we've seen that in 2017. We've seen it in 2018 with the fires when the whole town of Willits lost all community, internet, 911, hardline, everything. And Willits is just fine. It was able to take care of itself. So let's just, I don't want people panicking on this. You know, our world's crazy enough. We don't need to be worried about things that we're going to be okay on. Let's just take care of our own county, take care of your family, take care of your neighbors, take care of yourself, and that's it. You know, my family's making sure that our gas tanks are full of gas, you know, and we might have $100 cash, so if the ATMs aren't working, we can get the bare necessities at the grocery stores. So just Let's just take a deep breath and realize, Friday and Saturday we'll look back at this and say, all right, well, we survived that and we can do it again.
Sheriff, we are starting to get calls from concerned people here at the station. I'm wondering, are you going to be setting up the call station?
So we are prepared, if this goes into effect, we are prepared tomorrow evening to set up a call station. And once that happens, all the information will go out, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Tom,
right.
Thank you.
And we will keep you updated with those numbers.
Absolutely.
Please. And please don't call 911 if you don't have an emergency. You know, if your power goes out, your power goes out. And PG&E is letting people know. We have our 911 calls. We're bringing in extra dispatchers. We're ready for this. But let's try to keep it as a non-emergency as possible, if that makes sense. But I certainly appreciate the KZYX listeners because, and I know this isn't pledge time, Rich, okay? But let me tell you, without the listeners who pledge during pledge time, you and I would not be having this conversation right now, and we wouldn't be able to get this information up.
Well, thank you for that. It's true, Tom, and we right in the middle of pledge drive, we don't want to sound like this is what we do, but this is what we do.
This is why we're here.
So,
all right. Well, we'll get through this, and I look forward to talking to you when it's all over and saying, "See there, we dodged a bullet."
You're always welcome, Tom. Thank you very much.
Right.
We really appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.